All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, and a second segment tonight, and we're looking to catch up with UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage. Must be tied up in some kind of conference or something.
Yeah, I'd communicated with Becky Davis, his administrative assistant, today, so I know we reached out to him, but maybe he's stuck in a snowdrift. They had a lot of snow up there in Charlottesville.
Maybe one of those front-end loaders dumped on his car. Who knows? He's buried.
Anyway, we can talk a little bit about ACC hoops this week. Big week starting tonight with Duke at Miami. Big game for both teams down in Coral Gables. How do you see that one?
You know, this is now becoming sort of quasi-desperation for the Blue Devils. I mean, Krzyzewski was a little upset and frustrated following the loss to Syracuse, particularly after the two plays that ended the game. There were some collisions and some bumps. I didn't see any hacks or anything, and I think the referees probably got that one right. Krzyzewski said that it was amazing. He told the officials in the media after the game that he said, "Did you see the last minute of the game? That was amazing. That was amazing."
I don't know. Miami's a very good basketball team. Tough to beat down there. Certainly, if Duke goes down there and wins, that would be a huge win for the Dukies. And then you look at some of the other games coming up this week. Pittsburgh at Clemson. You know, Clemson has not played since their loss to Virginia, so they host the Panthers. And Pitt at 5-2. Clemson is also 5-2, another pivotal game in the ACC.
You know, that's really strange that Clemson had that much time off right here in the middle of January like this.
Usually during the year, teams get a week off at some point in time, the way the schedule breaks.
Then the other game,
Wednesday night, Louisville at Virginia Tech. Obviously, Virginia Tech coming off two close losses, one at Notre Dame.
All right, hold on. I'm going to help you with this. Look at me. It's Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. Say Vol.
Louisville.
Just say Vol.
A Volville, whatever.
Louisville.
You can tell I'm not a Kentuckian.
Terry Gates is going to pour bourbon on your head. All right.
I know. But that, it's a big game. And, you know, again, on the road at Castle Coliseum, tough
environment.
For the Cardinals.
And Notre Dame is playing at Syracuse. And, you know, Notre Dame slid a little bit. They had a loss that was kind of unexpected. They edged the Hokies last week, then they dropped one. Let me see.
I'm not sure they did drop one.
They beat BC. Why did they fall in the polls?
Well, that I don't know. Are they even in the polls?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing about it, did I see in the paper the other day that
they're 25th in the AP.
Ah, they cracked the poll.
And they've been in the polls, but they've slid. And they got votes in the coaches. That's pretty strange. All right, Virginia is at Wake Forest. Let's break that game down. The little guard for Wake Forest pretty much is the engine for that team. Danny Manning, watching him during games, he's not very loud. He's not very active. He's almost super calm and passive. When was the last time you saw a head coach that he's not jumping around? He's not making gestures. He barely calls out any signals during the game. I've watched him a few times.
Well, Tony Bennett is not that animated, you know.
Right, I agree, but there's, you know, two different type of backgrounds there.
Well, Joel Coliseum is not necessarily for Tony Bennett since he's been there, but prior to Coach Bennett, Virginia struggled at Joel Coliseum, particularly with the Pete Gillen's old, who's the guy that passed away suddenly, the Wake Forest coach, Skip Prosser.
Skip Prosser.
Yeah, Skip Prosser really had our number down there for several years. So it's still, you know, the one thing about it, Virginia has struggled on the road, so this is a game where they need to correct things and get down there and get a W.
Well, even Dino Gaudio gave us some fits down there, I think. But one thing about Dino Gaudio, if you listen to him on the Four Letter Network, he does a great job of complimenting Virginia, typically. He seems to be a whole lot fairer than some people, like that Duke announcer who drives me a little crazy. I think that guy, he should join the hair club for men. I can't remember his name right now.
Well, and the other thing, right now, I'm not Joe Lenardi, but right now I've got 8 ACC teams in the tournament. Carolina, Louisville, Pittsburgh, Notre Dame, Clemson, Miami, Virginia, Duke. I think the top 8 teams in the standing all are looking right now at NCAA bids.
Well, all those teams have at least 15 wins, with the exception of Notre Dame, which has 14, and they're expected to get that 15th very shortly. So you would expect, I mean, these are teams that are winning 3 out of 4 games. I mean, that's the reasoning there.
And the ACC this year, and the coaches have commented, I think from top to bottom, it's as competitive as the conference has been in a long time. I was interested the other day. Rick Pitino was quoted as saying that the ACC this year reminds him of the old Big East, where it was brutal relative to the competition within the conference going up against all the other teams.
Well, Rick Pitino's got to look back to the past to find his glory, because I think judging by the voting by the coaches' poll and so forth, and even in the AP poll, he's not getting that much respect for a team that is 16-3 to be at 16 in the country and 14 in the coaches. That shows that, you know, most folks they're not too happy about this investigation that's going on into the alleged recruiting potential violations that are coming down the pike. Let's see here. Looking at the AP poll, I think Villanova is an interesting team. They lost at Providence in a nail biter in overtime. I saw about 8 to 10 minutes of that game, and I was a little surprised that Villanova had lost that game. Now, granted, there was a long winning streak that Villanova had held over Providence, but Providence really only has 2.5 scores, from what I could tell. But somehow they got it done the other day, and Virginia beat them. And I'm not sure how good they've got this week. Villanova's 6 in the polls, and that's seems a little high to me. Texas A&M is 17-2. I've only seen parts of 2 or 3 of their games, and quite honestly, I think they're overrated.
Well, really, for the first time in a long time, there's no dominant team. You know, now last year everybody thought Kentucky was the dominant team, and they ended up getting beat by Wisconsin in the Final Four. There's no Kentucky out there. There's several good teams, obviously North Carolina, Oklahoma, Kansas, and a few others. But I think this year, as much as any year in recent history, the team that gets hot in March is going to have a great chance to go all the way and win the national title.
You know, some other teams that look to me like they're maybe a little surprising, that Arizona is 16-4, Indiana 17-3, and if I'm not mistaken, they lost at the very beginning of the season to Wake Forest.
I don't know if they lost to Wake. They did lose to Duke, I think, in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Yeah, but there was one of those early games in the Islands or something. I think I saw it. Wake Forest had a dribble penetration, back-to-back plays by a guard.
Yeah, that could have been an O'Malley Invitational, because I think Wake was out there.
Yep.
But, you know, sometimes those November games,
they're a little tricky.
They can be misleading.
Absolutely. It's interesting that VCU is getting votes in both polls. So the tip of the hat a little bit to Will Wade over there in his first season at VCU. I'm a little curious about Xavier, which is up at number 7 in the AP and 8th in the coaches' poll. They're 17-2, and I'm going to start taking a closer look at them to see what they've
got. Getting, you know, some of the, Jay Billis and other so-called experts have a lot of love for the Musketeers.
Musketeers.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Jay Billis, he bugs me. Let's see here. Baylor's 15-4. Kentucky 15-4. One team that's not getting any love at all is Wichita State. At the beginning of the season, there was a lot of talk about them maybe being a team that could reach the Elite Eight or even the Final Four, and they're at 14-5 in the AP and 25th in the coaches. So that's Greg Marshall out there, and I went to grad school with Greg over there at U of R, and he's a good guy. I think he's done well at Wichita State.
Well, sometimes it's hard to tell about a team like that, because the level of competition is not quite as intense as it is in the Big Ten or the ACC or the Pac-12. But nevertheless, you know, they could still have a nice ball club, and get in the tournament, they could do some damage.
All right, well, I think what we're going to do now is go to our bottom-of-the-hour break here. Stay with us. On the other side, we've got Chris Warren, the Saber recruiting analyst, and we're going to dissect UVA football recruiting from stem to stern. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.